Good morning and welcome to Daily Inspirations. This is Brother John Loniker. This morning I just want to read from the Word of God, which is pure, which is true, and which was spoken and inspired by the Holy Ghost as the Holy Spirit moved upon men of God. This morning I want to read a couple verses from Hebrews chapter 5, starting in verse 8. It talks about the Lord Jesus Christ. It says, though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. Jesus Christ was obedient, but he learned obedience, the Scripture teaches us. It says he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. We all know that Jesus Christ suffered many things, and yet he was without sin. Not one time did he respond in the flesh, but he obeyed God and his word. He responded to the suffering with love and patience, and he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. And then verse 9 says, and being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. That's a pretty powerful verse there. It says, being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. We live in a generation today where people say we are under the grace of God, and it doesn't matter what we do. It doesn't matter if we divorce our wife and marry another. We are under the grace of God. It doesn't matter if we sin a little bit here and have a little fun here and to fulfill the lust of our flesh. But what does the word say? It says, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. You know, these people say the grace of God covers our sin. It doesn't matter. Well, Titus says that the grace of God, which bringeth salvation, hath appeared unto all men, teaching us to deny ungodliness and worldly lust, and that we should live soberly and righteous in this present world. So the grace of God teaches us that we should live righteous and soberly and deny ungodliness and worldly lust. It teaches us that we should obey him. Romans 6:1 says, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? So my question is this morning, are you learning obedience? Because Jesus Christ is the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. Not those that receive the grace of God in vain. 2 Corinthians talks about receiving the grace of God in vain. Paul's exhorting the Corinthians. They had many issues. They had many sins. And he uses two books of Corinthians to admonish them. And he says, I beseech you as workers together with Christ that you would not receive the grace of God in vain. And so this morning, I just want to exhort you not to receive the grace of God in vain, but that you would learn obedience by the things which you are suffering. You know, Jesus Christ suffered many things at the hands of men. He was whipped. He was beaten. He was mocked. He had his beard pulled out. He had his crown of thorns put up on his head. He was bruised. His back was like a plowed field, the psalm says. But yet, he knew God's will, and he obeyed God's will. He could have responded to according to his flesh and his own wants, but he didn't. He suffered that for you and I. And he became the author of eternal salvation unto all those that obey him, those that follow in his footsteps, those that respond like he did when he was suffering. And so this morning, I don't know what you are going through as you listen to this, what hardship you are facing. Maybe you're facing financial hardships. Maybe you're facing relationship difficulties. Maybe you have a rebellious son or daughter. Maybe, I don't know what hardships you're going through, but are you learning obedience through them? Are you responding in a Christ-like way? Are you obeying God's word through these difficult times that you are suffering in? Because it's very important. You think about it. He's the author of eternal salvation forever and ever and ever. For millions and billions of years, we'll reap the benefits by obeying God's word. And we will also, in the opposite spectrum, we will also reap the downside of not obeying him. And so many people today claim to be Christians, but yet the obedience part is lacking. Many people are going to be disappointed in the day of judgment. And so, my dear friend, dear listener, I don't want you to be disappointed in the day of judgment. Jesus Christ is the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. And we jumped on down to verse 11, the same chapter. It says, of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing you are dull of hearing. You know, disobedience makes us dull of hearing. And so, my friend, are your ears in tune with the Holy Spirit of God to obey his voice? You know, many of us have children, and we know what it's like when their ears are dull of hearing. They don't respond to our word very well, and it makes us sad. But how much more does it make the author of eternal salvation sad, especially if we name the name of Christ and then we walk in disobedience? So this morning, are you learning obedience by the things that you are suffering? I want to encourage you to learn obedience. Obey God and his word, and you will be blessed. Let's close with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I pray that you would just help us to learn obedience by the things that we go through and the things that we face. Strengthen us, Lord, to be obedient to you and your word, and not to be faint and weary in well-doing, knowing that we shall reap in due season if we faint not. Strengthen us, Lord, to walk in obedience through your Spirit, I pray. Thank you for listening, and God bless you. If you have any questions, feel free to call me. My name is John, and my phone number is 260-466-4899. May God bless you.